From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least one person has been killed in Bahrain in clashes between security forces and thousands of mourners who turned out for a funeral procession today, police firing birdshot and tear gas at the crowd. NPR's Peter Kenyon says the funeral was for a man who was killed in protest inspired by the pro-democracy uprising in Egypt.
This is a funeral for a 27-year-old man, Ali Abdul Hadi Mashaima, who was killed after clashes with riot police yesterday in Manama, outside Manama in a Shiite village, I should say. And as the people came out of the hospital with the body, they were met by more riot police with tear gas. Several people were wounded.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain. In Yemen, protesters have taken to the streets for a fifth straight day. They're demanding political reforms and the ouster of that country's president. Hardline lawmakers in Iran are calling for a crackdown on protesters and opposition groups in that country. Large crowds of protesters defied police lobbing tear gas yesterday and marched through Tehran, chanting death to the dictator. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expressing support for the protest movement in Iran.
What we see happening in Iran today is a testament to the courage of the Iranian people and an indictment of the hypocrisy of the Iranian regime, a regime which, over the last 3 weeks, has constantly hailed what went on in Egypt.
Clinton is slated to make a speech today in which she's expected to say that efforts by governments in the Middle East to quash protests by shutting down access to the internet and wireless communications will not undermine the move toward political reform in the region. The House has voted to extend provisions of the Patriot Act until December, provisions that have expanded the FBI's counterterrorism powers. The extension was defeated last week, but brought back up by Republican leaders under a new rule which allowed it to pass with a simple majority. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Lamar Smith says the Act's surveillance authority helps keep the nation safe.
These are common sense provisions that prevent terrorist attacks, protect the American people, and preserve civil liberties.
But a number of Democratic lawmakers disagreed and said the act does infringe on civil liberties. The provisions that were extended would otherwise have expired at the end of this month. The proposed federal budget presented by the president to Congress includes $671 billion for the Pentagon and includes reduced spending for the war efforts in Afghanistan and Iraq. Some lawmakers are calling for even deeper cuts, but Defense Secretary Robert Gates says that makes no sense.
I'm concerned that the debate over the defense budget in recent days and weeks is becoming increasingly distant from strategic and operational reality. Distant, in other words, from the real world.
Gates called on Congress to pass a spending bill for the current fiscal year. This is NPR News. A judge in Italy has ordered the country's prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi, to stand trial on charges of paying for sex with an underage girl. NPR's Silvio Poggioli has more.
Judge Cristina De Cinzo ruled in favor of all the requests made by prosecutors. They allege that Berlusconi paid for sex with Moroccan teenager Karima El Marouk, who goes by the stage name of Ruby Heartthrob. They also charged the prime minister of abusing his office last May when he got the then 17-year-old released from police custody after she was detained on an unrelated suspected robbery. Berlusconi has appeared in court numerous times on charges related to his vast media empire and soon faces three long-delayed corruption trials. But this is the first time he'll appear in court on charges related to his personal conduct. The prime minister has repeatedly accused the Milan prosecutors of being communists trying to topple him from power. The three judges who will preside over the trial will all be women. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
A jury in Arizona has convicted 43-year-old Shauna Ford of killing a girl and her father. NPR's Ted Robbins reports Ford was an outspoken member of the Minuteman border vigilante movement.
The prosecution convinced the jury that Ford masterminded the botched 2009 home invasion, which left 9-year-old Brisenia Flores and her 29-year-old father dead and Brisenia's mother wounded. Two men who were with Ford will be tried later this year. Prosecutors say they were looking for drugs and money Ford could use to finance her border operations. The jury will come back to court Tuesday to decide if Ford gets the death penalty. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Then I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.